Let's put one and one together. First, in the next 25 years, at least 55% more fresh water than is now available will be needed to satisfy the growing global population. But other countries aren't the only ones that are thirsty. Los Angeles is now moving toward privatizing public drinking water because demand is fast outpacing supply. Here's the second part of the equation. The Great Lakes contain nearly 20% of the Earth's fresh surface water. Despite the pollution problems that affect fish consumption and other aspects of human health, Great Lakes water is exceptionally clean for drinking. Add these up. It's not outrageous to think that our precious Great Lakes could be tapped. In fact, it's already happening. In 1998, a Canadian firm received approval from Ontario to ship millions of gallons of Lake Superior water to Asia, though the permit was later canceled. As I'm speaking to you now, Green Bay suburbs are looking to Lake Michigan for water because their own groundwater supplies are drying up in the face of continued outward sprawl. In another case, Perrier is now seeking to build a number of water pumping plants in the Lake Michigan Basin. These are just a few examples of how Great Lakes water is being targeted. Unfortunately, we may not be able to protect the Great Lakes by just saying no to future projects like we've been doing. Under international trade laws and our own U.S. Constitution, we can't arbitrarily restrict the flow of goods, water included, from one state or country to another. To withstand legal challenges under these laws, we need objective decision-making standards that don't differentiate between proposals coming from inside the Great Lakes, the southwestern U.S., or overseas for that matter. If we get going now, we can make those standards tough. The irony of it is, if we have such standards, even if they risk some water being removed, we can protect the integrity of the Great Lakes as a whole. Commendably, the Great Lakes governors have proposed a set of standards that take a significant step toward this goal. They have some shortcomings. For example, they can allow lots of little withdrawals, which could add up to a big drain on the ecosystem. With some improvement, however, the standards can result in real protections for the Great Lakes and the people who love them. The governors are accepting comments until February 28th. So the next time you stand on the shores of your favorite Great Lake, remember this as you look out across the expanse. Less than 1% of Great Lakes water is renewable. Let's get ahead of the wave in protecting them while we still can.